Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are very excited, and we have to let you guys in on a little secret right now. This is really going to be very cool. So we've been telling you that Kofi Kingston is going to be joining the show on the phone today, and we have some of our junior listeners coming in to help us interview him. But the thing is, Kofi Kingston is actually here at the radio station right now, and our junior listeners don't know it.
They're in a secluded room right now. I can see them.
You can.
They have no idea what's going on right now.
So what we're going to do is we're going to bring them into the studio now. We've got Kofi in another studio. He's on the phone, and he's going to talk to them for a second, tell them the connection is not good, and then he's going to walk over here into our studio and surprise the kids.
This is going to be so cool. Okay. This is going to be so cool. So, we're actually going to pull this off.
Okay, so are we ready to bring in the kids?
We got 10 people running around.
Okay.
Okay, so let me turn this off here.
Okay.
Okay, business as usual. Here we go, baby.
So this is going to be very
exciting.
Let's
bring in the junior, our junior listeners.
Yeah, Kofi is on the phone right now, and we're going to go to Kofi as soon as we get our junior listeners.
I see them leaving the secluded room right now.
On the phone. Okay. Kids like Kofi. We know that for sure, and we want their help. So come on in, guys.
Hey!
Hi!
Hey! Look at you!
Hi. What's your name? Liam, nice to meet you. What's your name? London, nice to meet you. And your name? Kaylee. Okay, let's get you guys here on the microphone.
Hi, guys.
Hi, moms. Hi. It's so good to have you.
You have mic 5 going there, too?
Yep, we're going to start with this mic.
Okay.
Okay.
How are you?
Hi, Kaylee. How are you?
Good.
You're all dressed up. Are you a big wrestling fan?
Yes.
Yes. Who's your favorite wrestler?
Seth Rollins.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can see you got the championship belt there. Look at you. You're wearing the gold.
You look good. Now, you know who Kofi Kingston is, right? And we have him on the phone. I don't know if you can see our phones right now, but he's on hold. So we want all of your help in interviewing him, okay? So,
hey, guys, why don't you all get over here?
Yeah,
too,
come on over. Liam and London, come on over. We can't wait to talk to Liam and London.
Can you get right over here? That way, when we put you guys on the mic, we can move the mic back and forth, okay?
Yeah, so we're gonna. You guys all have a question for Kofi when he's on the phone? Yeah, you're all set? Do you have a question, London?
All right.
Okay, she's like thinking about it. Think of a question, okay? Are you ready?
You guys, look, here we go.
All right.
You ready, Mercedes?
Yes, he... 30th Triple Crown Champion, 20th overall Grand Slam Champion. Kofi Kingston is on the phone. Hi, Kofi!
Yeah. Hey! It's him!
Good morning! Thank you so much for calling in this morning!
Oh, hello?
Hello!
Hey!
We're here with... Can you hear us?
I think I'm having a little bit of a... not really. Hold on.
Hello?
See if I can... I live in an area my reception's real bad around here.
Oh, he's getting bad reception.
Let me see if I can fix the reception.
Hold on.
Give me one second. One second.
Okay. He's trying to get better reception. Sorry, guys. This is very awkward.
That's weird.
When this happens.
We hung up.
You guys have... Oh, shoot. He hung up.
Do you guys have questions once we get him back on?
Yes.
Okay. We'll ask him some questions. Let's see if we can get him...
I don't know.
Wait a minute. The reception's way better over here. What's up, y'all?
It was a little bit much.
It was a little bit much.
I'm
good.
Look at this.
Oh, look at your unicorn shirt. I love unicorns.
We got
Seth Rollins fans over here. What's up, y'all? How you guys doing?
This is Kaylee.
You're not
this
a Seth Rollins fan? Dean Ambrose, okay, but you representing the Shield over here.
And this is Miss London right here.
Yeah, nice to meet you guys, man. Yeah,
their
you guys
faces.
Excited or what?
Oh my gosh!
Did I scare you? See, one of my favorite things in the world is to like startle people and scare people. So that was actually really fun for me. So thank you for letting me scare you.
Well, we definitely want to let them ask you some questions, but first,
yeah. Can
welcome.
I sit down here?
Welcome to the show, Kofi.
Yeah.
How are you?
Fantastic. How are you, man? Oh, what a heist.
Thank you so
what
much.
What a heist.
We've been
this
working
was great.
On this. This was so great.
This was great.
Let's get you on this microphone here. We'll take that one from you and get you on the big mic over there.
And then give that, Jocelyn, worth the microphone for the kids there? Okay,
right.
first off. I almost cried there.
I know, seeing that was amazing.
That was so cool. That was so awesome.
How was my acting there? Was it okay? Do you think I was having some reception problems there?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a thespian.
These kids have been so excited to ask you a question. The fact that you're here in front of them is pretty amazing. Now, Kaylee, you said you had a question that you wanted to ask Kofi. What did you want to ask him?
I know you lost your belt, but are you going to challenge Seth Rollins for the Universal title?
That's actually not a bad idea. You know, Seth and I are really, really good friends. I feel like he and I would have a really good match. We have a lot of similar, you know, athletic type moves. But if I tell you, you're probably going to tell Seth, and, you know, that would kind of, you know, my strategy would be kind of foiled there. So I'm going to leave that one open. But I don't know. I think it'd be a really good match. What do you think?
It would be a really good match.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, Liam, do you have a question for Kofi? Go ahead.
What inspired you to be a wrestler?
What inspired me to be a wrestler? How much time do we have? you know, I was always a guy who loved wrestling. Everyone always has a moment where they like, oh, you know, they knew, oh, this is when I became a wrestling fan. For me, I feel like I've always been a wrestling fan. And, you know, just between like, well, now we have fireworks again, you know what I mean? But back in the day, there would always be fireworks, and then the athleticism and the storylines would grip me. I'd get really mad at some of the bad guys, and I'd be cheering the good guys. And everyone always told me, like, I was too small to be a wrestler. You know, I would tell everyone I was going to be a wrestler one day, and because I wasn't 6'8 and 300 pounds in high school, everyone laughed at me, you know? But I just kept on pushing and believing in myself, and I'd see Reno Rey Mysterio, of course, right?
Yes.
So he's probably about as tall as you. You know, and, I would see him on TV and he'd be going out and like winning championships, and everyone would be telling me that I was too small. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Rey Mysterio's doing it. He's small. If he can do it, I can do it. So, man, I just kept on pushing. So whatever it is that you want to be, I tell kids all the time and adults too, whatever it is that you want to be, you can do it. You owe it to yourself to at least try. You know, because if it works out, it's the best thing in the world. I get to travel the world. I'm in Las Vegas right now talking about SmackDown on Friday night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is, it's still crazy to me. I've been doing this for like over 10 years, and it's still a really good feeling to come to work. So, you know, get yourself a job that you like to go to and doesn't feel like work.
Yes,
you know, follow
exactly.
your dreams. Follow your dreams for sure.
Let's ask Lil London here. London, do you have a question for Kofi?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, London?
Did you have pancakes for breakfast?
Ooh, I love it. Very an amazing question. Did I have pancakes for breakfast? I actually haven't eaten any breakfast yet. But guess what? There's got to be pancakes on the menu. You know what I like to eat, you know?
Do you
so
like pancakes, what, London?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know a good pancake spot here in Vegas or what?
Syrup pancakes.
There's no such thing as a bad pancake, London. I what an amazing question. Awesome.
You're all about positivity. It is so good to have you here, first of all. Can you tell us how this whole pancake thing started?
Oh, it's really weird, and none of it will make sense, but bear with me.
Okay.
We had a tag team match. It was actually myself and Big E taking on Sam Zayn and Kevin Owens way back in the day, and it was a lumberjack match. And basically all the members of the roster surround the ring, and anytime someone gets thrown out of the ring, the lumberjack's responsibility is to throw them out. Now, one of those lumberjacks was Xavier Woods, but he's a lumberjack, but he's also part of our group. So he's a little bit more than just a lumberjack, so we made him the Chief Jack. You know, so he came out dressed up like a lumberjack. Lumberjack's got that flannel on, so we had a flannel vest. He likes to show off his arms, so we cut off the sleeves. He had his construction hat on. And what do lumberjacks eat? Pancakes, right?
Pancakes!
So Woods came out there as the Chief Jack with the big tray of pancakes, and throughout the whole match, like, nobody cared about what was going on in the ring. Everybody was chanting, "We want pancakes." So the next week, we asked our boss if we could come out with pancakes, and he said, "Yeah, if you want to, go ahead." And
would that be
now,
Triple H? We asked her.
No, it's Vince.
Vince, you go to Vince McMahon and ask if he can bring out pancakes,
and then he just looks at us. Well, yes, if you want. You know, he's got a few more, you know, more important things going on in the day than whether we come out with pancakes or not. So he was all right with it, and here we are now. Everybody clamoring for pancakes. We come out, we throw them out. You know, you got to have your head on a swivel. You know what I'm saying? You guys got the Raiders coming here next year, so you know.
receivers need to practice and have their hands because we throw the pancakes out. If you want to grab it and get possession of those pancakes, that's what you got to do. You got to bring those skills to the arena.
Because this is a moment where you guys will never forget. I'll never forget this moment, too. I mean, meeting Kofi Kingston on the radio. This is so cool. As a wrestling fan, do you remember the first pro wrestler that you met, and who was it?
The first pro wrestler? Oh, geez. So I saw... So he's wrestled under a billion different aliases. I didn't actually meet him, so I don't know if this counts. But I'm from Boston. And so Prince Albert, a.k.a. Lord Tenzai, a.k.a. the Hip Hop Hippo, a.k.a. the, you know, he's had like a billion different names. So I saw him waiting for his ride. I was picking up, I think, my mom from the airport, and he was just out there waiting. So I drove by, and I'm just like looking at him like, oh, there he is. So, you know, and granted, like I said, we didn't actually meet per se, but he was the first one that I actually saw in person.
The connection.
Yeah, yeah. The one-way connection.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he felt my presence.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any more questions that you want to ask Kofi before we let him go? Do you? Go ahead.
Are your pancakes fresh?
Ooh, they're the freshest. They're the freshest. Our chef, a personal pancake chef, his name is Mr. Bootyworth. And that's his name that he was given by his parents. And so he inspects every single pancake before the show. There are a lot of pancakes that don't make it. He will not, you know, have us throw out some shoddy pancakes to you guys. You know, he inspects every single pancake. So yes, we have somebody out there that's his job. That's all he does.
Who are you wrestling tonight?
I have no idea. Who am I wrestling? Honestly, like, you guys find out information before I do. Sometimes I'll find out who I'm wrestling on Twitter, and fans will know before I know. And everyone thinks, like, oh, well, you know what you're going to do this week and that week, and it's lined up, and it's really organized. Nobody tells me anything. I just kind of show up to work and, you know, fight whoever I have to fight. You know,
JC, everyone's raising their hand.
So we're so excited that SmackDown, it's on Fox now. Last week was the first week. Week number two here in Las Vegas is going to be so exciting. I think it starts at 4:45, 5 o'clock tonight. The big thing is the draft.
Yeah.
So if you had to choose, would you rather be on SmackDown? Or would you rather be on Raw? Because tonight you might be going somewhere different.
You know what? If you would have asked me last week, I would have said SmackDown for sure. You know, because it's so new. Us being on Fox is a huge deal. But Raw did like a lot of revamping too, knowing that like SmackDown was going to be, you know, stepping their game up. So now Raw has a new set. Honestly, for me, as long as I'm on the roster, like it really doesn't matter. Because what's great is that SmackDown roster versus the Raw roster is like a real thing. We all want to have the best show. So what that does for the people watching is that you get like two top-tier shows. You know what I'm saying? So SmackDown coming in with Fox, like I said, is a huge deal. Everyone on Raw now wants to like step their game up to match and actually surpass SmackDown, vice versa. So right now I think it's a really special time in WWE, and you're going to see some really great matches.
Well, we can't wait to see. Are you guys going tonight? You're hoping to go? Yeah, hopefully.
You get a 100% go?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You're right. You are 100% going to go. Because we're going to put your names on a list, and y'all are coming to SmackDown tonight, baby! That's right. Y'all are going. You got it, man. You got it. Oh, tears of joy. Oh, this is what we do.
Look at this.
This
magic.
Is why we do what we do.
Yes.
You see the connection that we have with these kids. That's what we do it for, the cheering for the babies, y'all.
And adults,
that's
too. I'm crying.
Hey, come on. Bring it in. Come on.
Yeah,
come
thank here. You.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! You are
so cool. That was awesome.
That is why we do what we do.
Right,
you know,
Kofi?
It's all about these kids out here.
You have a heart of gold. You are a great, great guy. Thank you for taking the time, for coming on, and for putting smiles on these kids' faces.
That's
like
why we
you
do
did,
what we do.
And our audience faces. I'm sure everyone's crying listening. Yeah. I'm about to lose it.
Oh my god!
Hey, good luck. No matter what happens tonight, who's
thank
our chief, Kofi?
Kofi!
There we go. Enjoy yourselves, guys.
Let's go to the green room and do some pictures. Thank you so much. That was awesome.
It's gonna be a great show.
Kofi
sure.
Kingston, everybody.
More Mercedes in the Morning coming up.
When I wake up,
I love these guys.
On Mix 94.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.